Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. Welcome to Pure Dog Talk.
Thank you.
I am your host, Laura Reeves. And we are joined today by Daniel Ferguson. And Daniel, you are the producer of Superpower Dogs, the IMAX movie, correct?
That is correct. I actually am. I'm one of four producers.
Okay.
But I'm the writer and director.
Nice.
And just for the sake of my other producers out there, they're the ones who do the heavy lifting. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Daniel, I mean, you've done some amazing films, right? Like Elephants and Tour de France and really cool stuff. What made you want to do purebred dogs and the stuff that dogs do?
Well, first of all, I mean, purebred dogs are amazing. Okay?
Right.
The question is, do they belong on an IMAX or giant screen?
Right.
And that's the real challenge.
Yes.
Because people have talked about making a dog movie in this format for a long time. And it's kind of been like, how do we do something that's different from what we see on YouTube or what's on television?
Right.
So I think that's the challenge. So, you know, the way I like to approach these movies is that they've got to be larger than life, something you can't get on television.
Right.
So I think that the subject is incredible. The question is, how do you treat them? And what's the story going to be?
Exactly.
And how's it appropriate for a screen that is eight stories tall?
Yeah. It's good you had a Newfoundland because it's a big dog.
Exactly. Yeah, we did focus. You know, the Newfoundland, the Bloodhound, some of the bigger breeds.
Right. Awesome. Okay, so this IMAX film was put together with the help of some pretty major supporters that come from, really, from purebred dogs and big supporters of purebred dogs. So go. Mars Petcare, I know.
Well, so Mars Petcare is the big one. So Mars Petcare is the presenting sponsor of this movie. And
okay.
I mean, we would not be here without Mars Petcare.
Which, I mean, we have to stop and think about these people that do so much for purebred dogs.
It's amazing. And this is one of the things that I had no idea coming into this. So not only did I learn so much about purebreds, but I learned about this whole world of support and what Mars does and the whole Mars family. And so you're talking about, obviously, nutrition in the form of Pedigree and Eukanuba, amazing to work with. And you're talking about wisdom panels.
There
so, you know, wisdom panels is a big one, especially
Angela Hughes.
Dr. Hughes.
Shout out, Angela.
Could not do this without you.
So podcast listeners will know that we had a great interview with Angela Hughes about the wisdom panel just not very long ago. So this is awesome. And so as you're doing this story and you're telling the story, you're obviously, you don't come from purebred dogs.
I don't. There may be somewhere down there. You know,
right,
no,
but
no, to be honest, look,
saying,
I don't have a background in this.
Right,
and I think
right.
that's what's kind of exciting.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted your perspective. This is so cool.
Because there's like a casting process, if you will. And when you're making these movies, you're saying, okay, I've got X amount of time to tell the story.
Right.
The images have to be spectacular. They have to be indelible. So which
because
breeds
it's
are
IMAX.
It is. You know, and it has to justify because when the audience walks into this theater, the screen holds such promise that you have to deliver on that.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, people will say, well, why did I pay all this money to just, you know, I could have seen this on television. So choosing the right breeds, getting the science right is a huge part of it. I mean, there's so much to tell.
Yes.
You know, there's the genetic story. There's the sort of coevolution story.
Exactly.
I mean, how did we get here with these dogs? And we decided to focus on the sort of heroic achievements and the abilities of these dogs. Obviously, the movie is called Superpower Dogs.
She's right here on his shirt.
So, you know, and this was kind of figuring out what happens is if you go back a couple of years. So one of our producers is a guy named Dominic.
Hi, Dominic.
And Dominic lives in Kenya. And we've made a couple of films together. And so Dominic is a dog nut. And when we were actually working together in Saudi Arabia, Dom would go off and he would disappear for extended periods of time. It's just never something you want your producer to do. So we all found out Dom is actually going to save stray dogs and cats. And so we realized his real passion wasn't making a film about, in this case, the pilgrimage to Mecca. It was dogs and cats. So we said, okay, Dom, you clearly, this is your passion. And he said, I want desperately to make a film about dogs.
Awesome.
And so then it was a question of, well, what's the story? And Dom said, well, maybe it's search and rescue. Maybe it's purebreds.
Right.
So he actually, I said, well, I don't know. Why don't you convince me? And convincing me meant we're going to go around the world and we're going to go to the Canadian Avalanche Rescue Dog Association.
Right.
In this case, it was in Whistler, British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went down to the Search Dog Foundation, which is in California.
Yep.
We looked at some of the urban search and rescue dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Then actually we went to Italy to meet the Italian Coast Guard.
The Newfoundland is amazing.
Yeah, the Newfoundland. Oh my gosh. I think somewhere along the way, I was just completely seduced. And I said, oh my gosh, not only is there this incredible film here, but there's a story that I haven't seen before about what these dogs can do.
Right, right. And so that's what I wanted to have you talk about is, what did you discover? What really struck you as you're working with these dogs? This is a new world for you. As an outsider, what hit you about purebred dogs that was so incredible?
A lot of things hit me about the dogs. I mean, first of all, the human-dog bond is so powerful
right.
and emotional. That's a big part of this movie. So you cannot spend time with these dogs and their partners
right.
without thinking about this long history of tens of thousands of years that we have together based on their needs and ours and how these abilities, you know, it's not like we have to teach these dogs how to smell or how to...
Or to want to save people.
Exactly, want to save people.
That's
these are
built
very
in.
Natural instincts.
Yes.
I mean, this is the key here.
Yes, bred in for centuries selectively.
Exactly. And so you trace this back, and whether you trace this to working dogs, to mm-hmm. you know, particular herding dogs, water dogs, I mean, the Newfoundland, let's just take the Newfoundland,
yeah.
okay, which is our research sort of suggests we wanted to look at the history of what we call the superpower dog.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
at what point in our long history together did dogs and humans kind of team up to save lives?
Right, right.
And research sort of suggests that it might have been, you know, in a formal way, that it was actually written down in either the 17th or 18th century with the St. Bernard and the Newfoundland.
Right.
Okay, and so, as we know, there's also sort of an intermingling of
yes,
those two.
Yes, exactly.
So that's really interesting. And to say, what was it? Was there a surprise? You know, who was the first person to fall overboard? And the Newfoundland just went, boom, and made a beeline
right.
and jumped in and
right.
saved them.
And then you start breeding those dogs because that's what they want to
precisely.
Do. And there we go.
So I think that whole idea of the superpowers of dogs are this kind of lovely history of our long kind of path together,
mm-hmm.
but also this sense of their attachment to us and the sense that, mm-hmm. you know, you have a Newfoundland who for centuries has been towing small boats mm-hmm. and hauling carts and these kinds of things and been really alongside us, whether it's been on ships coming to and from Europe and North America, whether it's been in the Canadian Maritime Provinces, mm-hmm. which is, as mm-hmm. we know, where the name comes from.
Yep.
And that whole history of from the St. John's rescue dog, you know, the water dog, to the Newfoundland. And then here you have the Italian Coast Guard, which is routinely launching these dogs out of helicopters and boats to go and save,
incredible.
You know, drowning
right,
people on the
right,
beaches of Italy.
Right,
it's amazing.
Right. And so I guess what's incredible to me is that we're able now with this movie to kind of show this to people. And the human-animal bond, we just had an interview on this topic, the guy that is researching that the dogs and that bond will actually save your life,
mm-hmm.
right, which is incredible. Like, not just jump out of helicopters, but save your life because your blood pressure is better, you know, all of these things.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute.
So, one of the things that we love here at Pure Dog Talk is your voice. You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Pure Dog Talk Facebook page. Each episode, I'm going to be sharing one of these reviews on air in the Listener's Voice segment. What a fun way to share the love and show your support for the voice of purebred dogs. Today's Listener's Voice segment is from Catherine Cleary. This was a message from Catherine on Pure Dog Talk Messenger. Hi, I've been meaning to write a note to you for ages, Catherine says. We have just loved Pure Dog Talk for several years, actually. The miles literally melt away when we're on the road. Very well done, Laura. I had a fun chat with Ann Juhas last spring when she was at our judges' dinner, all about what fun she had doing your show. Keep up the great work. It's a true public service. We're looking forward to our trip to Knoxville next week. 12 hours of Laura Reeves. Holy. Wow, Catherine. I don't know. 12 hours of me might be more than even I could take. Thank you so much for your support. So I guess what I would love to hear about a little bit as a teaser for people to get them to go see the movie. Talk about some of those bonds. Talk about the way those people and those dogs work together.
Well, I think that, so obviously, look, we've treated this as a kind of the ultimate superhero movie. Mm-hmm. We've kind of riffed on that whole motif.
Nice.
So this is like the Doggy Avengers. This is really kind of what this
cool.
is. So we've obviously got, you know, five breeds in the film. They each have remarkably different and specific abilities. Mm-hmm. We've got water rescue, we've got urban search and rescue, we've got avalanche rescue, we've got wildlife, in this case, wildlife trackers with the bloodhounds in Kenya. Yes. And then we've got this amazing golden retriever who's a therapy and surf dog.
Yes.
So all of these dogs are totally inspiring, and they all deserve a movie of their own.
Wow.
But we think the combination of all this just gives people an appreciation for what these purebreds can do, their long history with us, and in particular, the bond with their human partners.
With their partner, right. And you really see that in the movie?
You do. I think it's really important. I mean, you see a progression. We follow this Dutch Shepherd puppy over 3 years, from about 8 weeks until 3 years, where Halo, who's our star, with Fire Captain Kat Labrada, who's based in Florida. So she's
Miami.
With Miami,
right.
Florida Task Force One,
right.
And training to see, you know, does she have what it takes, this question.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the hero's journey, you know, she's our Luke Skywalker, our Peter Parker, you know,
right,
if you will.
Right.
And then kind of along the way, actually the movie is narrated by a dog. I'm going to just tell you right now. So,
secret.
And, yeah. Don't be dismayed. This is not like a talking dog movie, but when we were casting this movie, we met an incredible dog named Henry. And Henry is a border collie, purebred border collie, based in Whistler, British Columbia, who's an avalanche rescue dog who is incredibly accomplished and just laser focused.
They are. Border collies are intense.
So smart. This dog, I'm just overwhelmed at how smart and focused this dog is. And this dog actually long lines from a helicopter, so suspended in the air, attached to Ian, his handler.
Wow.
And they kind of go everywhere together, and they ski, and he jumps up on the shoulders, he rides the snowmobile.
Oh my gosh.
It's so cool. And so
we thought,
what would happen if we kind of had this big James Bond type of opening to the movie, where, you know, a skier in the backcountry gets kind of smoked by an avalanche, but still very much alive. And, you know, time is of the essence. The clock is ticking. And we see this helicopter kind of coming over the horizon, and we realize something's dangling from it. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Oh, my gosh, it's a dog.
You know, oh, my
it's Henry.
God. I have goosebumps.
So
that's
kind of how we open the movie.
Nice.
And then you, the audience, you know, you're sort of buried. You get saved. The main title comes up. And then you realize that the narrator of the movie is actually Henry. He's this dog. And he's going to take you on this journey around the world. And he's going to introduce you to some of the dogs he knows. Some really cool dogs, and he's going to, you know, lay it out there for you humans. And I just, you know, I thought all of these films, they tend to be, you know, these natural history films, they're sort of voice of God narrator. And in this case, we thought, let's just have the voice of dog. Let's just change this up a little
bit. I love it. Okay, so when can we actually go watch this movie?
So the movie comes out March 15th in IMAX and giant screen theaters.
Right.
It is launching across, I think, North America first. We're doing our world premiere actually in Los Angeles at the California Science Center.
Nice.
And it's accompanied by a huge exhibit. It's a traveling exhibit called Dogs, A Science Tale.
Oh my God, I love that.
So this is really about a lot of things we couldn't get in the movie. So much about genetics and our bonds together. And I think you guys and your fans and followers would love this.
Absolutely.
So California Science Center launches the world premiere, I think, is March 9th. But then it rolls out in most giant screen IMAX theaters.
OMSI in Portland.
Exactly.
And, yeah, all of that.
So, you know, just check IMAX.com and check your, you know, just call up your local museum and say, why aren't you playing this movie? That's kind of how it works. So, you know, we're in Orlando here. It's going to play at the Orlando Science Center. It launches April 1st.
Awesome.
And, you know, this is a movie that plays on dome screens. You know, so you sit back and you're surrounded by this image. It plays in 3D. We actually shot a lot of the movie in 3D.
Oh, my God, how cool.
And we sort of choreographed it for maximum 3D.
We chose
specific angles and technology to make the dogs look epic and heroic in a way that, you know, you can't see in other formats.
I love it. Awesome. All right, everybody, check it out. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mars Pet Care, and thank you for having me on.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support.
That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.